Our first report, soldiers of the U.S. National Guard, part of the military, are headed to the border between America and Mexico. President Donald Trump signed a memorandum earlier this week to deploy the Guard there. He wrote that under former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, the National Guard supported efforts to secure America's southern border, and that the crisis there once again calls for the Guard to help protect the border and the U.S. homeland. The president also says gangs and large amounts of illegal drugs are flowing across that border. In December, the government reported that illegal border crossings were at a 46-year low for the last fiscal year under President Trump. But a separate report released this week said the number of people trying to illegally cross the border increased dramatically in March, more than 200% over the number for last March. The Trump administration says historically, border crossings increase in the spring months. But critics say the president is inappropriately using the military to secure the border because he's frustrated that Congress hasn't approved funding yet for the new wall he wants to build there. The number of National Guard soldiers, the cost of sending them, their exact locations, and the length of their deployment are all still being worked out. Another announcement by President Trump we've covered recently involves the new U.S. tariffs on certain goods from China. Part of the reason for that, the Trump administration blames China for stealing $300 billion worth of U.S. intellectual property. Things like books, clothing, designs, music, photographs, and art. This could include illegally reproducing goods that were patented in the U.S., or the act of pirating, illegally copying or distributing movies and TV. Outside